Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, the dog days of summer. There's nothing going on, and I figured I would share my Monday night webinar with you. So we're going to go to that, and that will be brought to you by BarkBox. That's BarkBox.com. And of course, to get your free month for your dog of treats and snacks, go to getbarkbox.com/the Bubba Show. In the meantime, let's go check out what we had to say on Monday. Here we go.
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome aboard. It is Monday night, and the notes will be out tomorrow because Connie can't be here tonight. So you'll get the notes tomorrow. She'll listen to the recording, and I'll send those along tomorrow. In the meantime, the markets are, of course, dead. Everyone with lots of, though, including the hotel. Oh, yeah, that's what I understand. It was a monster. Hey, look, they jack up the hotel rooms. I don't get it, but, you know, hey, who am I? You know, why jack up the prices? But they love to do that, and I guess that's the American way. But, you know, I think it's just, you know, one of those things. And what the hell? Hey, you know, but we got a market that is sound asleep. It looked like it was going to break a little bit, and then it came all the way back. And actually, I think closed near its highs. And they opened higher last night. And then here we are with, you know, not a lot going on. Again, I'm not surprised. You know, we have it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today is Labor Day. This is the big vacation time of the year. And plus, it was the solar eclipse today, which I'm sure took a lot of action, if there was going to be any, out of today. But again, don't expect much. One of the reasons we're so cautious and patient right here is because under any circumstances, this is not typically a great trading time to begin with. Well, when we're already slow to begin with, you know, again, you can get some big movement in here. But at the end of the day, you know, if you get trapped on the wrong side, you're not going to be happy. So I think that's something that you just have to wait for. And again, this is a battle, okay, between the markets and investors and traders and individuals. And the ones that are going to win the battle are the ones that don't get frustrated and don't try to force in trades. Now, I know a lot of trades we give out, they didn't get filled today, and that's okay. Look, don't try to force the action. You will not be happy with the result. You know, one of the things that has allowed me to be there 38 years is that, you know, again, listen, I'm aggressive and I'm a shooter. You know, I do a lot of things that, you know, I tell you not to do. Okay. But I do understand when I don't have the edge, and I'm gambling, and you don't want to gamble in a market that you don't have the fair and equal opportunity to get out. Okay. Just keep that in mind. You know, again, I understand the frustration. I understand, you know, and we don't understand why we don't get filled. Look, it just doesn't happen. That's it. There's no rhyme or reason, but you can kind of tell, and you know, when volume is light, it's even more challenging because remember, the one thing to always remember is on the other side of the trades are market makers, and the market makers aren't given, they're given ice in the wintertime. Okay. So just keep that in mind. Go sell away, sell in May. I don't believe in that, but I understand what you're saying. That's why they say that is because it's very quiet usually. Now, you know, you would think there might be some action, but you know, this is actually perfect action for a market that's topping. All right. Now we called the top a couple of weeks ago, and you know it's not like it's crashed, but it hasn't gone up, which is more important. And we've seen some interesting price patterns, which I'll show you when we get there. But in the meantime, you still need to wait until at least you have an edge, and the edge comes when there's some action in the market. That means that you have the opportunity. If you make a mistake or you make a bad trade, you can get out. this year sort of rang true, maybe just coincidence. Yeah, I mean, look, there wasn't any real money to be made, though. That's the real key, okay? That's what I'm trying to say. When there's not much action, there's not much trade, and when there's no volatility, it's harder to make money. That's all. That's what I mean. Should we work the WBA trade tomorrow? I don't think so. I think you just cancel it and move on. Again, there'll be plenty. We're going to have a constant flow of those types of trades. And the only way you're going to get filled tomorrow is if it gets closer. Okay. So it would have been nice to get filled. I heard one fill today, but it'd be nice to get filled because it did rally. But at the end of the day, let's not try to force the trades. Again, this is about managing money and making sure that you're around when the business gets good. Okay. Anyways, just a reminder, the 12th and the 13th, hedging and futures. Now, this Thursday, I think it's going to be, I'm going to do, for everybody who's been through the class, we're going to do some, we have some stuff to go through with everybody. And also, if you've never been through and want to see kind of what it's all about, it's going to be Thursday night, I think, you know, at 6 o'clock. I'll let you know for sure, obviously, by sending an email. But that's my thoughts. And, of course, every call starts with the words of wisdom, and that's from our friend Connie. You can't let one bad moment, one bad trade spoil a bunch of good ones. And really, you just have to. That's why I want to be extremely cautious. Or somebody Twittered me. I write for Kitco every day, and somebody tweeted it today and said, well, how can you trade cautiously? You're in or you're out. I said, no, that's not true. I can trade cautiously. I trade smaller. I trade with a tighter stop. I just take less risk. That's how you trade cautiously. And that's what I'm looking to do right now. I'm not looking to get into big stuff because it doesn't make sense. Okay. Again, I can only tell you this from experience. All right. Days like this, if you get stuck early, and this is more of the floor traders, but if we got stuck early, you are favored to get murdered. So it's just sometimes it's better not to play and or wait for your opportunities. Now, of course, every call has to have my bitch. You know, I bitch all the time anyways, but I don't know. I don't know. This one really has got to me. This senator, the state senator from Missouri, who hoped for Trump's assassination. Now, what I want to know is where's the outrage? Okay. I don't care who's the president. That's completely ignorant. All right. It's stupid. And I want to know why she's still in office. I mean, I thought and I believe that it's actually a crime that she could actually go to jail for. So I don't understand. And again, I don't care if you like Trump or not. He is the president. That's life the way it goes. And at the end of the day, it's becoming epidemic when you get stupid people making these statements. And that really has me going. But anyways, we'll move on. I won't spend too much time on it. But it does, but it does get to me. All right. Anyways. So today, the Dow, ended up closing higher.
And we'll come back to that after the break. But again, you just got to understand what you're trying to look for in the market and what you're trying to get out of it. So you're certainly trying to put yourself in the best position. Okay. Again, it's a numbers game when it comes down to it. And of course, we were brought to you by BarkBox, and that's BarkBox.com. And what we want to make sure you know is that to receive your free month, go to GetBarkBox.com/TheBubba Show. Again, that's GetBarkBox.com/TheBubba Show. You receive one extra month of BarkBox for free. And of course, they do a great job for dogs, a treat and some toys. And you know that our friend Angie Setzer is a customer of theirs, and really good stuff. So make sure you check them out. In the meantime, LibertyTalk.fm, make sure you check out that and download the Bubba Show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And of course, Bubba's Bottom Line, which is available to you at BubbaTrading.com. Make sure you check it out. Again, we're out here to try to help. Yes, we have subscription services, but we also do a lot of things for free because we want to help make people more financially literate. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to stop by here for a break, and I will be right back with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, we're playing Monday night's webinar. And we're going to get started here right now and go into what the markets are doing. So let's get right back to it right now. Here we go.
Right? But notice, okay, and again, these are things we pointed these out last week. Notice where we are, okay? We're making lower highs, and we're making lower lows. Now, you would figure probably 21.6 is the next target that you want to look at. You know, again, we could rally before there, but I would expect to see 21.6. This is very much looking like a top is in. Now, again, is it 100%? I can never guarantee it 100%, but I can tell you that looking at what I'm seeing, that we are starting to turn over the other side. Notice, A, the slow movement going up with the wider days coming down. Notice the big down day followed with a rally that failed to take out a high, and then, again, another rally. So these are rallies now we're looking to sell. I mean, I would certainly be a seller at 21.8. All right. Now, 21.6 is probably going to be some support. If you're looking for a quick trade, you want to buy something for a quick moment, I'm not going to, but that would be a place you'd be looking at. But it looks like it's 6-4-2 on the way down. But it's not going to be easy. And again, it's certainly not going to be easy if we remain slow like this. Okay. It's beginning to look like a game that is played. We're being played. Rhinos have the House, and Senate and Pres have many cricket ballers have been arrested. You know, the whole political system is obviously a joke at this moment. But again, we don't talk that much politics. But I mean, I don't care what side you're on. I hate them both. That's the real issue, is that you've got, a career politician should not be. But anyways, yes, in peace, you're a Papa X-ray. Notice here, and again, here, look at these are more extended days down, and we make lower lows. Again, this is exactly what you're looking for, lower lows, lower highs, all right? We looked at it last week. We got the same result this week. Now, here, 24.20 looks like a spot it could bounce from, and it did. Now, I would think that, 24.40 now would be a spot you'd look to be a seller. 24.40, 24.50. 24.20 should maybe create a little bit of a rally. So I would not be too aggressive down into 24.20. I mean, I wouldn't be a seller until there was a rally. So I would be, on that side of the coin, I'd be a little bit more aggressive, and I would sell at 24.40, knowing that I might have to add at 24.50. But I'll make that conscious decision if it happens. But again, that would be consistent with the pattern that we're seeing right now. Okay. And you look at that, that will be the continuation if it does indeed happen. But again, if we can get through, 24.20, then I think you got a big run down to, like the 23.80 level. So again, it's not going to be fast. It's not going to be easy. But I think when you see these bigger days to the downside, you're looking for the rallies to sell until this pattern changes. But the pattern certainly now is working its way to the downside. A NASDAQ, Charlie Oscar, Michael Peter, almost as perfect as you could ask for. And notice where we stopped. Now, interesting enough, we went below 6,200 2 days and came back up. But notice this, right? You're getting lower lows here as well. So this should continue. Now, again, a little bit of a rally up to 6,250 would be no surprise. Maybe even 6,300 would be pushing it, but you could see that kind of rally. But notice, again, the overall momentum is to the downside. And that's the side that we want to be on, all right, is to be, to the downside, because that's what the market's going. Again, we're not trying to guess. We're looking at the pattern, and we're trading this pattern. So, and again, this is not the time to be, aggressively going after it, because, again, without volatility and with light volume, there's too many things can happen. These markets become thin. You can get big extended moves in thin markets that you have no defense for. And it's hard to set tight stops in those kind of markets. Now, I don't use stops like that, but for those who trade stock, it's hard to set them because you get just some of these, we call them a vacuum, and you want to be very careful. So again, I would be a seller at 6,250, 6,300. Certainly, if you were inclined and just turns around a little bit tomorrow, 6,200, if you want to take a stab at buying, it's not a problem. I don't see it. I think there's other things to trade than trying to get long the indexes, because I think they're really heavy. The Russell, Romeo Uniform Tango, down on the year, okay, continues to go lower. So after making a new high, we've come straight down, and we've dropped, I don't know, about 8%. But notice again, look at where we stopped, right where we should have stopped. So now what's the question? So I'm saying to you, 1370 would be a place to potentially resell. Now we could break down from here. We don't have to go to, we don't have to get that rally, but I would expect it. Again, one of the things you want to make sure is you expect what the read should be. Now, if you're positioned properly, okay, and if you're short, then all you're doing is you're tightening up your stop in case the rally comes and gets too big. If you're not in, then you have to wait for an opportunity to enter. And so you're, if you're not in, your entry is at 1370, okay? And if it gets through there, you know, it'd be 1380, 1390. And it could easily, again, it could easily get through these levels right now because, A, it wouldn't really, it wouldn't change the overall dynamics of the pattern, number one. Number two, if it's thin, again, remember, when thin markets, they can go a lot farther and they can be, they're a lot easier manipulated when they're really thin. So big traders, you know, we've all heard the fat finger trades and those ridiculous stories. But what happens is if big orders do come in, these markets can be pushed around because they are thin. Do you set stops in brokerage? I don't set stops myself. Everything I own is either a spread like the way I teach them or I'm hedged in my, my long-term portfolio. So I personally never use stops. Of course, I don't, let me say, I don't want to say never. Let me rephrase it. I use stops in futures, okay? Or I'll use stops if I'm getting ready to exit something that I'm in and I'm profitable in, then I will use a stop if I'm ready. If I get the inclination I want to get out, if I get the trigger, like the signal, okay, that I'm going to get out, then I'm going to set a stop to let the market take me out because, again, it may continue to go in the direction I think it's going to go. But as a general rule, I do not use stops. The option positions I set up are designed to not have to use stops. And, of course, my equities are hedged. So the only thing I do use stops in on a regular basis is futures when I'm trading the very short time frame. Oil. Charlie Lima. Yeah, let me change. They change this now. So they get a little bit of a boost. Remember, this is rolled over again. Let's see, we're in October now. So that'll be V7. Okay. But still, look at the pattern. The pattern is still very consistent. All right. Now we got the breakdown, right? And then we got the rally back up here. And look where we stopped. It looks like 49 now becomes new resistance. Now at 47.61, either you sold it this morning or you didn't. Okay. You're not going to sell it now. We need to let it either fall down and let it bounce up again or let it go up and then we'll sell it. But right now you want to sell this around 49. You don't want to chase this down either because you figure to get a bounce. Okay. And one of the things you have to always assume, even though we know what assuming does, is you have to assume there's going to be movement in the other direction, which is why I can almost always confidently say when the markets make a huge move one way or the other, don't rush to get out, relax, and look, pick your spots. I think you'll be better off. And that's usually what does happen, okay? So we're at 47 to 49, pretty much in the same range, right? Yes, there were some 50s here, but this was the October contract, which had a 50-cent premium to it, okay? It had what they call a contango, all right? And so that's why it is up there and it's part of the numbers, but the overall pattern is staying where it stands. Do market makers ride stops? I mean, they don't necessarily ride stops. It's a good question, but they don't really know where your stop is at. What they do know, and what I know, is that if you're poor at setting your stops, and most people are, they're lazy. But if you set your stop anywhere near a whole number, okay, you're going to probably get stopped if it gets close. Because one thing I can tell you for sure, if it gets close to a whole number, market makers are going to run the market up or down. Because they know that people are lazy, are going to set stops at the easy place. Okay, let me just put my stop at 47. Okay? So if it's up at 47 and it gets close, they're going to run it to 46.50, 46.60. They're going to get those guys that are around that even spot. It's just the way it goes. Okay? So, again, that's why you have to be strategic where the stops are going to go and that you use the chart to help determine where you want to put your stops.
And this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends with Xander. And, of course, don't forget Bubba's Bottom Line, available at bubbatrading.com. It's done weekly, and it's a video, and you can check it out. In the meantime, we're going to stop out here for a break, and we'll be right back with more of the Monday Night Call after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're coming right back to you after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
I know where
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, we're playing the Monday Night Call, but we want to remind you that this segment is brought to you by Casper Mattress, casper.casper.com. And, of course, you get $50 off any mattress purchase at www.caspertrial.com. Let's get back to Monday Night, and here we go.
They're not riding your stops. They don't really know. We all know where some are, okay? But, again, it's more of a scientific approach. And if you have, especially today, in today's, you know, the quiet markets in the summer here, it's easy to run through those areas. And it's nothing for us to push, you know, I don't do it anymore, but it would be nothing for us to push the S&Ps down 3 or 4 points or up 3 or 4 points to make sure we cleared out the books. Okay. Gold. Very interesting trade. You know, we like gold. We thought gold was going higher, and it actually popped through 1300. And I wrote this morning, I said, what's next? Okay. I thought we could buy it at 1280, which is a beautiful buy, as it turns out. And here we are. Now we ran up to 1300. And again, this is a very solid pattern. This Friday action was a little concerning, though. All right. Because again, that was almost a reversal. But we did hold. And now it looks like we're back up. So again, I think we take another run at 1300 and see if we can get through. Then it's probably going to 1340, 1350. And then we'll see what happens from there. But here, we really can't buy here, I think. And I'm really not want to short here. I think that there's a lot of shorts in here. And I don't think that we're in the best position to take a short, because I think you have a better chance to get it. Again, that more has to do with the thin market here, that I don't want to get trapped by being short, because they could easily, as you saw on Friday, I mean, they ran it up like 15, 20 bucks before they turned it down. But in the meantime, you're going to have to make a decision, and I don't want to make that decision. Okay, so I'm looking to buy right now, and I would look for a pullback here. Okay, the bonds. Zulu, Bravo. Unbelievable. But again, we've said this before. Look at the pattern. Low, higher low, higher low, held the higher low, and now we're breaking out to higher highs. Okay, that's why I said, look, I hate them. Okay. But I'm not going to get in front. I'm not going to get in front of them. Okay. I think they're going lower. I would definitely, if I had unlimited capital, I'd be a seller. Right. I'm never going to be a buyer here at these levels. Not today. Not in what I know. But again, that doesn't make me right. The pattern is suggesting that they're not ready to go down yet. So why am I the guy who believes they're going to go down? That's the whole key here. You cannot get your opinion so totally into the market. You know, you really now, if you want to sell these, okay, it would be 157 or so. Another point up. And again, my advice is just to stay away from these right now. It's too much of a challenge right now, because part of this market is obviously very manipulated. And, you know, there's some markets are just not worth trading at certain times. And I believe this is one of them. Unless you want to take a short position and you're willing to sit by it and defend it. And I don't think that's worth anything. I don't think trying to take a short and trying to defend it is worth anything. I think you're better off just watching. That's my opinion. Would silver be a better alternative to a gold? I'm actually talking about bonds now, but I guess that was before. No, I mean, silver is the same as gold, basically. It's actually performed a little bit better. SI, Sports Illustrated, Swimsuit Edition. I mean, you know, again, I don't think it makes a difference. I mean, you're trading the product, you're trading the pattern, and if, you know, certainly this is going to make a pretty big move. My guess is it's going to be up. Okay, there's that pattern we see all the time. All right, the dollar. All right, so we thought this had bottomed, and it looks like it's still bottom. Again, I would still be a buyer of the dollar here. I think the dollar is great down here. All right, now, could it go lower? Sure, it could go lower. But it looks like it's trying to go up. It's getting a little bit of pressure every time it goes. But we've been able to maintain some higher lows here. So, again, I'd be a buyer of dollars right now. I think that you're seeing that the euro currency has had a big move up again. And it popped up again today. And you're getting, they're starting to get nervous, the UCB. Because, you know, in today's world of manipulation, nobody wants their currency too strong. You know, I don't understand it, and maybe one of you guys can explain it to me, but they want a weak currency. Why hell if I know? It doesn't make sense to me, but that's what they want. It improves your GDP, but I don't understand how that all works. To me, that's funny. That's funny math in my mind. But again, the euro currencies I just said continue to try to push up. Now we tried to come down, but notice we popped, almost made a rounding bottom. And again, 119, I'd be willing to take a shot. My technical guy, who does my radio show with me all the time, he believes 122 is a possibility. I can live with that, but I do believe that 119 would be a spot that I will take another stab at it, and I think that's where I'll go. I'm not concerned. I'm willing to set my stop and get out if I'm wrong. So, but I do think that that's probably a pretty good spot, and I think you're going to see some interference, some more currency wars, as they say. The British pound is broken a little bit below where I'd like to, but notice it's still holding. And again, I think we can still buy it here if you're playing in that market. You can trade 129. And, of course, the VIX, you know, it's brutal here. And I thought, now I can make a good case for this is we're still within inside these two big days. I can also say that we're still trying to churn higher. But they did crush it, and it is painful, and it does take everything away. And again, I'd like to see this flatten out. I don't like these big days. You know, again, they're great for the moment, but they end up being more costly, I think, in the long run, because you get a little bit too aggressive, and they fool you, as they say, and they convince you to hold longer than you really should, because typically these days, just like a stock, you get a move like this, you're looking to sell it. Well, you should be looking to sell volatility, and you get a move like that as well. You know, volatility does not last at that reach because that's just really the culmination of fear. So when you get this big spike, that's everybody's done. It's kind of the blow off. That's really what you got to look for. China, Russia want a weakened dollar, now striking more bilateral agreements. Well, the weaker dollar, listen, Janet Yellen would love a weaker dollar. The Americans love a weaker dollar. It makes everything more of a mirage than it really is. Okay. So, again, they can try to weaken it. They don't have to try very hard. That was Ben Bernanke who started the currency wars. So what happens when credit spreads finally rise? That's not the options credit spread. That's talking about bonds and net credit. I mean, again, it's not good. You know, we can hide all we want. We can talk about how good everything is and how good the economy is. But every source out there, and I'm not thinking about news sources, I'm talking about the yield curve, the bond spreads, they're just not indicating that things are so strong. You know, I mean, we can talk about it all you want, and we can try to pretend. But again, now it doesn't mean the stock market's going down. Okay, the economy sucks. Okay, because people aren't working. You know, we have less full-time jobs now than we had at the beginning of the year. So, you know, Mr. Trump can brag all he wants about the great employment, but he's done no better job than Mr. Obama. And I didn't like Mr. Obama. I do like Mr. Trump, but I got to call what it is. I got to call the truth. And the truth is that, you know, all the things he's talked about those things, you know, is not correct. We have a very weak undertone here, and it's not healthy. But again, it doesn't mean the stock market's going down. But certainly, until we better get some jobs here pretty soon, we better get some health care here pretty soon, there's going to be bigger problems. Our exports are cheaper because the dollar's cheaper. That's correct. So that means we get to export more goods. Again, It's cockeyed math. I don't understand. I really don't understand it, and I'm not trying to pretend that I do. I know how to hedge the dollar. I know how to do that, but I never could figure out. I mean, I used to argue with the Badger about this all the time, but, you know, he's a Keynesian economist. Again, that's more of a Keynesian thing. I'm kind of more like a crossbreed. I don't believe in the Keynesian. I don't necessarily believe 100% in the Western either, or the Austrian. I'm somewhere in the middle there. It's kind of like all my views are kind of somewhere in between. Because I think there's a better way to do it, and I don't like the way we do it, but that's the way it goes. And like I said, somehow they figure out how it works. But I do know this: it costs me more money. That's all I know. I know the percentage of what I spend to what I earn keeps going up, even though I keep making more money. I keep having to spend more. So I don't get it. Bitcoin Cash explodes to record. This was like a split. You know, if anybody who trades Bitcoin, this was like a split. You got this. And what happened is nobody understood it right away. So a lot of people dumped it, and then this thing exploded. You know, look, this is the real deal. These cryptocurrencies are going to be the real deal. Now, again, how much of a real deal, I don't know. But when the CBOE, which I mentioned last week, is getting involved, that means they're believers. Okay? No, I don't think you sell Bitcoin. I think that you watch it. I mean, I think you probably look for a place to buy it. I mean, I don't know if I said this last week, you know, I was talking about it, but if you bought 10,000 Bitcoin 7 years ago, it's worth $380 million, right? But the real point is that it's probably a viable currency. And I wouldn't sell it. You know why? Because I don't know if I can get it back. One of the problems in markets like this, you know, since they don't have a true clearing agent and there's not a...
And we'll talk more about the Bitcoin when we come back from the break. In the meantime, this is being brought to you by Casper.com. The mattress people with their special brand new technology to give you a 100-night free trial. Anyways, you go to CasperTrial.com/TheBubba Show. Again, that's CasperTrial.com/TheBubba Show to get $50 off your mattress purchase. And of course, for free, you can go to LibertyTalk.fm and download the Bubba Show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends and Bubba's Bottom Line available to you at BubbaTrading.com. Go check it out. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here and come back with more of the Monday Night Call after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back with more after the break. Coming right back to you. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to go ahead and finished up with Monday night, so let's get back to that right now. Here we go. Here's the Monday night webinar for you, and check it out and make sure you learn something. Here we go.
True market mates anywhere. I mean, coin, I forget the name, but it doesn't matter. I don't want to get all day on this, but it doesn't have a market to me. I could only really be a buyer here looking for the home run. And of course, at these prices, I'm not looking for home run anymore. Now I'm just kind of watching and commenting on it. But I do think it's viable. That's my real point. Well, Forex at least has a bank somewhere between. They steal from you, but at least the bank is stealing. Here, I don't know what the hell's going on. Don't forget about the red swan. That's China. Okay. Now, you know, we can ignore it all we want, and you can listen to China's numbers. Most of the time, China's numbers are bull. Okay. And, you know, they've got in China so much debt like we do. They've got what we call the hidden cities. You know, they built all these big cities that are empty. They've been empty for 20 years. And they're showing them on their books at full value. Well, we all know what happens to depreciating real estate, right? I mean, you know, there's got to be some repairs. There's got to be something done there. There's so many issues there. But again, they get around it because they manipulate and they control everything. And of course, they control the yuan and don't let it. It does not free float against other currencies yet. Now, I thought this was funny, but I've said this for years. Lawsuit accuses Poland spring of selling groundwater. Do you think any of these guys don't really sell groundwater? You don't think they mix it in? I mean, again, I'm not accusing. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, if you think you're getting something special, unless you're making it yourself, okay, unless you have a reverse osmosis machine or a distiller at home, all right, you can't be assured what you're getting in those bottles, okay? 50% can be good. I mean, you can get a TDS machine and check the content if you want. But again, I'm not surprised. Is anybody really surprised that somebody might have got caught doing this? So the crude is you know, are we there yet, right? And it's the whole thing. Now, I think one of the big problems that nobody's talking about is why is crude so weak when the dollar's so weak? That's the wrong relationship. Okay. That's the wrong relationship. A cheap dollar and cheap crude is not correct. Cheap dollar and cheap grain prices is not correct. Okay. So something's wrong somewhere. All right. There's something, there's an issue here somewhere that something's not right. Okay. Because commodities are benchmarked against the U.S. dollar. So just by simple math, a falling U.S. dollar should mean a rise in commodity prices. Well, since the dollar's been falling, crude has fallen dramatically. Soybeans, wheat, and corn have fallen dramatically. Gold is not anywhere near met. It was where last time the dollar was here. So where's the problem somewhere, right? Somewhere where's Waldo? Something doesn't fit here. Crude is going to fall. I do think crude's going to $40 a barrel. That was my call a long time ago when it was 55. I kept calling for 40 and it went to 42, but I think it's going to 40. I think that will be, I mean, I could make a case for crude going back to 10. You know, I don't know. Do you guys remember when crude was $10, $11 a barrel? That's when we didn't care about it. That's when the frackers didn't care about fracking oil out of the ground. Okay. And why the 50 market so hard? Why is the 50 market so hard? Because listen, every time the frackers need $50, and the minute they go to 50, they bang out the futures and they punch a lot more supply. It's simple, okay? And we're going into now. Again, this doesn't mean anything necessarily, but we're going out of we're going out of the driving season. We're going out of the peak demand season, okay? So I don't know. Again, I don't know what's going to happen from there, but that's where we are. Huge hoo-ha a couple of years back when they discovered Ozarka in Texas was selling Fort Worth filtered municipal city oil. Yeah, there you go. Economies are not growing, so no buying commodities. Well, that's probably true, too. Here's Tesla, junk bond issue. Okay. He can't get it subscribed. That's why the stock cracked today. Now, do you think that there's a problem? I mean, again, do you want to keep giving money to these guys? Okay. That, you know, listen, the car is great. I say that freely on TV. I said it today. But you can see, obviously, that even the investors are trying to get in there. And they don't want to get in. They're getting paid. He's given a big number for those bonds. But they don't want them. It's just like, you know, Uber is maybe hire Jeff Immelt for the CEO. You know why? Because I think the investors are afraid to death they're not going to get out. I think they want to get out. I think they want this thing to go public and try to get their money back. Because I don't think they're going to get it. I think that's now going to be not anywhere near what they originally priced it at. Alibaba, short covers get battered. Well, no kidding. We saw that stock go, like a monster goes up every week. Fear is back. I don't know. You know, we're still only a couple percent from the highs. All right. Is there fear in the market? I don't see the fear. Does anybody see fear in this market? That's all I want to know. If you do, that's great. I mean, again, I wish there was, because if there was, we'd have some volatility, but there is no fear. So they can make all these statements they want. At the end of the day, the thing that tells the numbers is where are we at compared to the all-time high? We're, what, 2%, 3% tops from the all-time high? Volatility is almost an all-time low. There ain't no fear here, babe. Is Google working with liberal groups to snuff out conservative websites? I don't know, pretty scary, if you ask me. Remember, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Well, I mean, maybe a couple months ago. You know, I don't know. I can't remember, but housing prices tumble. Canadian banks look vulnerable. Well, you didn't think that there was going to be a bubble in Canada? I mean, come on. You can't, again, continue to push things up and not expect there to be a bubble. It's just, at some point, it's got to meet. I don't see any real spike going out in December. Right. That's what I'm saying. There's nobody panicking. Here. Steve Bannon. I don't know nothing about Steve Bannon. I only know what I heard or I read like everybody else. Does it matter that he's in or out? I don't know. What does anybody think? I have no opinion. I don't know anything about him. And believe me, I'd be one that should be concerned because he's certainly against the Jews, as among as everybody else. But at the end of the day, I don't know. I have no opinion. I don't think it means anything. I think they made a big deal over nothing here. Google, Facebook, a bunch of filtering news, cut off conservative talk. Probably. Here, Federal Reserve Watch, getting ready for September. Here, Century of Enslavement, right? Again, this is the worst organization ever. You don't have to take my word for it. You can take people that work there's word for it, right? I mean, and again, all they do is reduce our value. This should be somewhat concerning. Deep subprime auto loan delinquencies reached 2007 levels, but nobody cares. See, this is the issue. This is a perfect storm, so to speak, because nobody cares. Okay, nobody cares about all this debt. It's like it's going to magically disappear. It's like all of a sudden the Fed's going to come out and magically make all these guys whole again. But all that really does is make our dollars worth less again. It's just another way to do it. That it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But again, who am I? I'm just some guy. Hindenburg spotted over Wall Street. Now, the Hindenburg omen. Now, we're not a believer in it, which is why. But it's been on the news, and what it is when more new lows are being made than new highs, and there's a couple other factors. It's been right about 40 or 50% of the time. Okay, but it's been all over the street, right? And they talked about it all the time. At the end of the day, you know, again, we called this 3 weeks ago. So now we're having the Hindenburg omen. You know, I think you probably get a rally first and then maybe they'll sell off. But again, don't listen to these. They call them Bubby Mices. Don't listen to those things. It's ridiculous. U.S. most divided socially and economically since 1937. Does anybody argue with that? I'm just curious. I mean, I don't know. To me, you know, the Fed built a beautiful model for the wealthy to get wealthier, but they somehow left out, once again, the middle class, who still can't get insurance, they still can't get good jobs, and we got a mess. And, of course, we have a debt ceiling that'll be raised, of course, because why not? Because we'll pay for it.
And, of course, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day. And don't forget about the Sporting Edge as well, with Xander taking care of running the ropes there. And, of course, Bubba's Bottom Line, available to you at bubbatrading.com. Everybody have a great day. Hopefully we'll get some action. Of course, all we do is have up right now and with no action. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same station. Right here on The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Take care, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.